Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
There is a clock ticking on the future of Pershing Center's 70-year-old mosaic mural. The alarm goes off May 20th. The Save the Pershing Mural fundraising campaign has been given a time frame to raise $1 million to safely remove the mural from the building before it is eventually demolished sometime yet this year. To talk about all this is Liz Shea McCoy. She's the campaign organizer, joining me on Lincoln Live today. Liz, good morning.
Good morning, Dale. Thanks for having me on.
Let's bring listeners up to speed here. As we speak here on Tuesday morning, May 10th, how much money has been raised so far?
Well, we're right about, I'm going to say a little over $500,000. We have about $400,000 left to raise before May 20th. That date given to us by the city of Lincoln to raise the first $1 million to safely remove the mural. The reason that date's important is because removing the mural from the front of Pershing is a two-month process. So if we raise that first million by May 20th, then we provide the documentation that the city is requesting from us, including proof that we've raised that first million. Then we have 2 months to safely remove the mural before the building is roped off. At this point, we've been told that first week of September to remove the asbestos within Pershing Auditorium. And then the building, once that the remediation process has happened, then the wrecking ball will come along and take down Pershing.
In what shape is the mural? It's so high up in the air, all we see is a distant visual of it. When you get up close, what kind of shape is it in?
Well, it's been up for seven decades, since the mid-50s. And as far as we know, there has been, Nebraska weather is extremely harsh on anything that's outdoors. Including the arts. So that the mosaic needs restoration. So that's the second part of our fundraising effort. It's going to be about $1 million to restore the 1-inch tile pieces that have actually fallen off. If you walk around Pershing, you can actually find some of those 1-inch tiles in the grass. So our first, the first focus after we safely remove the mural will be the restoration process and also cleaning around each of the over 700,000 tiles on the front of Pershing to make sure, and then get those ready to reinstall. That's the third million of our effort to reinstall the mural at a public location in Lincoln.
And once it's removed and once the mural is restored, the next topic of conversation is where will it be located? And you are still looking at options.
We are. We've been talking a lot about the Lancaster Event Center as one of our options. But most recently, we are also exploring other options in Lincoln where it could be reinstalled in a very public location where it could be. Actually, what's going to happen is the mural will be brought down closer to eye level which is such a plus, because right now that mural is up above the entrance of Pershing Auditorium. But our ultimate goal is to bring it down closer to eye level, where you can really study all the montage of characters, including topographical lines and cities of Nebraska incorporated in the design of that mural. It's just not a mural of characters that are performing or singing or playing instruments. It's really designed to be a Nebraska piece of art. It's a Nebraska piece of public art designed specifically for our state. And that's to me, makes it even more special to really focus on, first of all, saving the mural. I mean, that's our first focus. Once we raise that first $1 million, then we'll have additional time to continue our fundraising effort for this, you know, second and third $1 million necessary for this important historic preservation effort. So once we safely remove the mural and work within the city of Lincoln's schedule that they've given us, then we'll have more time to continue our grant writing. We're working very closely with the Nebraska State Historical Society Foundation. They're our fiscal sponsor for this, which, you know, that means if you have a passion or an interest or have a memory of that mural or Pershing, going to all the things that we did at Pershing Auditorium for 7 decades, whether it was a basketball tournament or wrestling or a graduation or baccalaureate or a myriad of concerts, whether it was Elvis Presley or John Denver, etc. I mean, this was the only event center in town for many, many decades. And so that Pershing Auditorium itself holds a lot of memories for, I want to say, millions of Nebraskans across the state and across our state.
Liz, Pershing Center is the Ice Capades. When I was in elementary school in a rural school in central Nebraska, we boarded the train in Holdridge and rode the train to Lincoln. My mother was one of the chaperones, and we went to the Ice Capades at Pershing Center.
Right.
And so for me, that's a memory. I can only guess that when the conversation is broadened, the relocation conversation, that a city park or some location where there's high traffic, which would be a city park, might be mentioned. I'm just thinking randomly where this would go in a high traffic situation where more and more people could indeed enjoy this 38-foot by 140-foot mural, which above the entrance to Pershing is huge. Imagine that down at eye level. It needs some space, and it needs some traffic, and it will generate appreciation. So we got a lot more to talk about here in a short amount of time. You mentioned that when people wake up and realize that this is a precious piece of art, that they will give. An opportunity is coming up later this month for nonprofits. Give to Lincoln Day on May 26th. Is that an option?
It is. I'm actually hoping the city might give us a little bit more time, at least through Give to Lincoln Day, maybe till June 1st. If we were allowed to continue this fundraising effort through the Give to Lincoln Day, individuals could contribute to the Save the Mural Fund. I have just initiated my own foundation, the Liz Shea McCoy Foundation for the Arts. If somebody should want to donate to either my foundation or the Nebraska State Historical Society Foundation, and earmark their donation for the Save the Mural, Pershing Mural effort, that the percentage would be boosted by the Lincoln Community Foundation a little bit. And yes, so if the city cannot allow us additional time, but if we are able to raise the first $1 million by May 20th, then the Give to Lincoln Day contributions for to save the Pershing Mural could go to the restoration phase of our project. And then the third phase, ultimately, those donations could even go forward to the reinstallation phase in a public location in Lincoln. And so I'm not sure if the city can give us more time. And I respect their schedule. And I thank them for the additional 20 days they gave us from the initial May 1st deadline. But of course, because I want to move forward and look and be positive, I'm hoping that the city might work with us just a little bit to allow us a little bit extra time, maybe through at least the Give to Lincoln Day or June 1st. And if that's not possible, I understand. But even if they don't, and we're able to raise that first $1 million by May 20th, I'm encouraging people to continue their donations to our effort to save the Pershing Mural in hopes that we can continue raising the funds.
Well, maybe we've enlightened some people. We have great listeners. Maybe we have. And I mentioned at the beginning that sound is a ticking clock. Maybe the next sound we hear is someone scratching a check or someone moving their mouse over their bank account and designating some money. So where can people go to donate?
It's the Nebraska State Historical Society Foundation, the foundation. There's two entities with kind of the same overlapping title, but we're working with the Nebraska State Historical Society Foundation. You can go to their website. You can also mail a check to the address on their website, the Nebraska State Historical Society Foundation. It's a tax-deductible donation to save the Pershing Mural. If you write a check to the foundation, make sure in the memo line you put effort to save the Pershing Mural, so they'll put it in our fund. And so there's still time. I'm still hoping that the citizens of Lincoln and the state of Nebraska can rally and realize, you know, sometimes I work up against a deadline.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So the deadline right now is May 20th. So I'm just counting on, first of all, the memories that we all had of the Pershing Auditorium and looking at that mural, but then realizing that a beautiful piece of Nebraska art with a little bit of effort could be saved and enjoyed for future generations of Nebraskans. And I'm counting on that love, the love of our state, because that mural is all about Nebraska, could actually happen. And I just thank you, Dale, for this time.
Well, here's what you do, folks. You can always, if you've written down the addresses and the place to go to send money, you can always call us. We'll make it a one-stop shop. You can call us and we'll give you addresses and sites and places to go, and the money will get there. Liz, I hope that I'm hoping that million will come in a week.
Well, I'm still positive.
Yep.
I know it's a lot of money.
Yep.
I know it's a lot of money, but it's important. And I think there's a lot of feeling about Pershing, as I said, and about the mural. And together we can do this. And that's what Nebraskans are. They're strong, powerful, and they can make their voice be heard, even for a piece of art. So thank you, Dale.
Thanks. You're welcome.
Thanks for all you've done and the support of KFOR on this. I really appreciate it.
Liz Shea McCoy, campaign organizer for the Save the Pershing Mural, with me today on Lincoln Live.